It's your family's health. How important is your health or the health of your children? Are you looking for ways to feel better, look younger, or just have more energy? For the next 15 minutes, join Doug Cowan for Your Family's Health as he and his guests look at important health-related topics. And now, here is your host, Doug Cowan. Hi, everybody. Welcome to today's edition of Your Family's Health. Today and tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the issue of attention deficit disorder and what are some non-prescription, non-medication ways of treating ADD. Today, it's a great privilege to be joined by, again, my good friend, Dr. Gregory Young down in San Diego. He's a neuropsychologist, also the president of Voxa International. And over the past year, I've had a chance to do a lot of research on a new product of his called Attend. We're going to be talking about Attend today and then more about attention deficit disorder on tomorrow's program. So now let's call up Dr. Gregory Young. Dr. Young, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Cowan, for having me.
Now, you are, I want you to be with us to talk about this product that I'm real excited about because it's right up the kind of work that I do, working with attention deficit disorder kids. And I wanted to talk to you about it, first of all, because you designed this product, and secondly, because you understand the functioning of the brain really well. You're a neuropsychologist, Oxford trained. I'm really glad you could be here today. Would you, in your model, how you see attention deficit disorder, just explain to the people listening what attention deficit disorder is, real briefly, and also, real briefly, how you see the brain's function. What's going on with the brain for an individual with this kind of a problem?
Sure. This is a phenomenon, as you well know, Dr. Cowan, this is your area of expertise, that confuses a lot of people, especially parents that have children that are ADD or ADHD or even LD. It's frustrating because you know you've got a nice child there and the kid's got some great potentials, and yet you see this bizarre behavior begin to occur, and it ruptures the entire family unit, as well as interfere with the development of this child's personality. What happens in ADD and ADHD is very simple to understand if we think about the fact that in order to be conscious, there has to be certain periods of excitation or periods of excitement, as it were, occurring on a continuous stream within the brain. If not, if that period is interrupted or it's somehow attenuated or decreased or lessened, then that excitation is not enough to keep the person even conscious, as it were, and they go into kind of a period of like they're meditating or something. Now, most children that have this experience, and this area of the brain that we're talking about is the reticular activating system, and it has various connections throughout the center of the brain right to the ends of the cerebral cortex. Without this continued excitation, an individual will, in fact, remain unconscious or cannot be aroused. Or indeed, if it's somewhere in between, there is where we find the ADD individual. And that little person is trying desperately, as it were, to awaken. And he may do a lot of things inside of himself to excite himself. And indeed, most of the aggressive behavior comes from frustration of not being able to actually be all there, as it were. They're kind of in a fog. And this fog is very debilitating, creates a lot of anxiety and a lot of exasperation for this individual who sees his fellows and peers within the classroom behaving more appropriately, responding, learning, and somehow they have this deficit about them, this fog that they can't clear. So they're, in a sense, trying to yell through it. This is a very simple way. It's a little more complicated than that, and I don't wish to offend those that have a deeper understanding of this area, but this is a simple understanding of it, which I think most parents can grasp and understand and begin to fully appreciate the trauma that's ongoing within an ADHD individual.
Now, with the product that you've developed called Attend, which this audience will be very well informed on in the days and weeks to come, as I'll talk about it in other situations a lot, the research behind it and what we've done even here in our county. But would you just tell us what is the main focus of what you wanted to accomplish with this particular product that you've designed?
Sure, there are a number of focuses within this particular formula, and it is a formula. It's quite sophisticated. We've used some very complicated neurotransmitters and some very complicated means of combining these things so they'll work effectively, indeed synergistically together. The first thing we have to address is that within an ADD person, when there's not this ongoing excitation, there cannot be in turn appropriate stimulation. In other words, the child is not aware of a whole lot that may be going around. And with that lack of stimulation, there exists the potential of a lot of nerves and nerve cells, brain cells, not being created. We know very well that in a child, for instance, that is in an orphanage, that isn't appropriately stimulated, even though their brain may in fact be functioning quite correctly. Without that appropriate stimulation, the brain does not develop. With an ADD person or an ADHD person, the brain is not, as it were, fully conscious, and there's a neurobiochemical reason behind that. We have to first address the needs to create more neural pathways so that stimulation can be affected and nerve cell, brain cell, glial cell can be manufactured. Without these things, it's like traveling on a two-lane highway as opposed to traveling on a 16-laner. There's so much traffic that can go on in a two-laner. In a 16-laner, you're much more apt to get where you want much more quickly and much more efficiently. So we're addressing this. We need to create more of a fund of the precursors that allow brain cells to grow, to replicate, to generate, to connect, so that intelligence can, in fact, be a progressive phenomenon. Second of all, after we get the neural cells now growing and responding to outside stimulus, we need to balance the neurobiochemistry within the brain, the neurotransmitters. And so we're doing that in this formula as well. And lastly, we're including a particular hormone called pregnenolone, which is directly related to neural genesis, growth, and reconfiguration. But it's also involved in maintaining the specific programming brain cells need to store and retrieve short-term memory. This is essential in any learning paradigm. So we're doing those three things within this product called Attend.
Get a little bit more specific. You talk about pregnenolone, which I'm real excited about. I think it's just an incredible addition to it. What else is in here, and how is it different from a stimulant medication in its action on the brain?
Well, unlike, for instance, methylphenidate, which is, I guess, trademarked out there as Ritalin, unlike these drugs, which simply attempt to, in a paradoxical way, stimulate this activation, we are quite naturally, through natural medicines, not synthetic, creating a fund or a progressive growth of these neural patterns so that we, in fact, offer more highways for this traffic, this neural traffic, to flow upon.
Now, if I can kind of simplify this, nobody makes a claim that stimulant medication in the treatment of attention deficit disorder is going to fix anything. It works for about 3 or 4 hours. Some longer versions last 6 to 8 hours, and they give the individual hopefully potentially benefit while they take it, but it doesn't make any attempt to try to fix any of the problem. Is that kind of what Attend is trying to do? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, we have certain ingredients that have shown through many studies, these ingredients by themselves, that when these ingredients are present, brain cells, nerve cells can in fact regenerate and regenerate quite quickly. Remember, there's 1 trillion cells in the brain that need to be nurtured. That's 100 billion neurons along with a staggering 900 billion or so supporting glial or helper cells. That's a lot of cells to be developed within a young child's mind. They need certain precursors. If the precursors aren't there, the house doesn't get built.
What are some of the general categories of things, I hate to use the word things, but in your formula? I know we've looked at the antioxidants that are in there, amino acids. Mm-hmm. What else? What all do you have in there besides the pregnenolone, which you've already named?
Well, most important for the Attend individual, there's a need of essential framework of specified lipids and fatty acids and natural hormones, which will, in fact, make up the brain cells, the neurons themselves. Without these the specific fatty acids and lipids, and they're very rare, you cannot find enough of them in the natural foods that you eat, especially these ADD children who need more of it. And this theoretically may do because of a genetic error or an inborn error that could not create some of the fatty acids themselves, and so there's extra need now for supplementation. These are very, very specified. They're included in the formula. We've talked about pregnenolone and how important as a hormone that is in the short-term learning paradigm and long-term learning paradigm, as well as this works, this pregnenolone works with these fatty acids because it works as a switch. It's a hormones slash neurotransmitter. It actually can turn on and turn off the need for a certain area to generate more neural growth, more neural patterns. So without pregnenolone, even though the precursors are there, no probability exists, or very small probability exists, that maybe there will be some growth, you know, in the next 24 hours. To give also these listeners a little an idea as to the rate at which these cells can grow, individual neurons can grow at the rate of 3 to 5 millimeters per day. Now, that's an incredible growth rate. They're probably the fastest growing things in our body.
Well, the brain is an amazing creation.
Indeed it is.
We have about a minute left. What else do you want people to know about this formula you've put together?
Well, it's very, very safe, and it's therefore can be used with other, I know there are pediatricians that are looking for alternatives to use with other prescriptors that these children may be on. This can be used with methylphenidate, for instance, without any contraindication. It can be used with any antidepressant. It can be used in all cases. There is not anything that we know of through the many years that we've used these products that would contraindicate its use. It's also, I believe, much more healthier for children to use this because we're actually, these are medicines that are actually becoming part of the body. They're nutritionally specific. We have also the precursors for the neurotransmitters in the brain that need to be balanced, and we're helping balance the body in that regard with GABA, which is a particular amino acid, and DLPA, another amino acid, and neurobuffers. All of these work synergistically together, and that's why we have to look at the needs of an ADD child as being very complex and robust, and therefore to address these very complex and robust needs, we need a complex and robust formula. That's why when you look at the bottle of Attend, you'll see that there are a number of medications and nutritional elements that are included here. And this is probably the first time, especially with ADD children, where nutrition and medication has been combined in one easy supplement. And that, I think, is very exciting.
Dr. Young, I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Dr.
Well, thank you.
Hi, this is Doug Cowan. For more information about the information on today's program, visit our website at www.newideas.net. That's newideas.net. Or call Voxa International directly at 1-800-248-8292. That's 1-800-248-8292, and tell them that Doug Cowan sent you. That's newideas.net or 1-800-248-8292. This is Doug Cowan for Your Family's Health, wishing you a great evening.